it off.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me.
Well, I appreciate you sharing your story with
gosh,
us.
Gosh, Anna, that's great. Not great that you had to experience it, but great the story and the information, the personal journey you had through this, and really it's...
And continue
it's,
to live.
Yeah, and it's it. And it's still out there. You know, you're facing it every day, and but you know now the enemy.
Right.
You know what the enemy looks like. You know how the enemy operates, and so you're equipped a lot better than you were.
Thank you.
So things happen for a reason.
Right. Definitely.
Well, thank you very much for sharing. Good luck with your final year of schooling.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
And, yes, and good luck with the career.
You're going to be well-suited to help others.
Absolutely.
With your
I hope
experiences.
So.
So it's
absolutely. It's exciting to know that people enter a profession with their heart in it because they've had the experience.
Yeah.
That makes for good professionals.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This is the Cradle and the Convert Show. We will be taking a short break.
So don't go away.
We'll be right back.
When was the last time you were truly thankful for your liver?
1 Minute Monk, Abbot Placid Solari of Belmont Abbey.
Probably not recently. Yet without our liver, we would die. Quite often, we take things that are important, even vital to us, for granted. We often take the people who do so much for us and who play an important role in our lives for granted. In his rule, St. Benedict offers a different approach. He reminds us that no person, no task is unimportant. He sets up a way of life which leads to holiness by encouraging faithfulness in the ordinary things, which really make up the greater part of our life.
For your free copy of The Rule of St. Benedict, visit oneminutemonk.com. oneminutemonk.com.
Through mindfulness of God and an attitude of gratitude, we come to appreciate how much we depend on the goodness and good work of ordinary people and ordinary things.
The Resale Store at Catholic Charities has a wide selection of new and gently used merchandise that is available to the general public at very low and nominal prices. The perfect solution for those who are budget conscious or just like to shop for hidden treasures. We offer clothing, shoes, and accessories for the entire family, in addition to a large selection of housewares and some furniture pieces. A large amount of clothing is provided free of charge to those individuals and families who cannot afford to purchase them. We accept referrals from social service agencies Tuesday through Thursday from 9:30 to 2:30. Individuals presenting a referral can receive up to 3 sets of clothing, a coat or a jacket, and a pair of shoes at no cost. Last year, we assisted 557 individuals with free clothing, valued at $5,400. We couldn't manage all of this, however, without the support and generosity of the volunteers who donate their time and talents and the community members who donate items to us. We accept donations Monday through Thursday from 8:30 to 3:30 and on Fridays until noon. The store is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 and on Saturdays from 9 to 1. You can arrange furniture pickups by calling the store at 428-3458, extension 234. Thank you, Decatur and Macon County, for your continuous support, and thank you, Decatur Catholic Radio, for highlighting our resale store.
For 2,000 years, we've helped the poor and comforted the sick. We've educated generations of children, developed the scientific method and college system. We support marriage and human life. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, with over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the fullness of Christian faith in the church started by Jesus. If you've been away, visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Welcome home.
Welcome back to the Cradle and the Convert Show. My name is Dan Walker with my co-host,
Mark Barthelemy.
There you go. He fills in pretty good, doesn't he? I'm filling in for Dave Slade, who cannot be with us again.
He's chasing the little white ball. Again. Hopefully not in the woods, but on the course.
You know he's in the woods.
Yeah, he is in the woods.
Anxious to hear. I haven't talked to him in some time.
Oh, yeah?
So anxious to hear how the trip goes. How is his golf game? Do you have any idea?
Pretty good. Yeah. At least that's what he claims. You know, I'm not able to partake in the sport, but
I think my game's pretty good, too.
Yeah, well, see there.
Eye of the beholder.
It's all
Dave played
it's all
with
relative.
Me, and he has... something totally different to say about my game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be a whole other show, probably. And not one that'll get aired, I'm quite sure.
It'll be deleted out. Nothing there to talk about. So.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, let's go into previewing this this Sunday's Gospel. What do you say?
Okay.
Okay.
This week will be the Kingdom of Heaven. It's about the Kingdom of Heaven, Dan, and it's from Matthew. So a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Kingdom of Heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things? They answered, yes. And he replied, then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from its storeroom both the new and the old. When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The word of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. You know, something that I get throwing out the net and gathering when we're ready to enter the kingdom of heaven, We just don't really know, kind of what Anna talked about with her uncle passing away. When's our time? When are we going to be gathered?
Yeah, right.
And when is the Lord going to come and grab us and take us into his house?
You know what, Dan? We read the gospel for Thursday instead of the Sunday's
gospel. That's today's gospel?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Why not?
All right. Usually we do the weekend preview.
Well, we always do.
That's all right.
We're going to mix it up a little bit.
Okay. That's fine.
We have an excuse. Dave's not here.
That's true. We can get away with it.
So I don't think our listeners mind.
No, probably not.
You just heard today's gospel.
That's right. Okay. Gospel for Thursday.
Okay. Awesome. What do you get? Do you get anything special out of when it comes to top of your mind?
You know, it's difficult for me, Dan, because I go to daily Mass as often as I can. And the past week, the gospel readings have led directly up to this, and they've been various forms of the same message. And so it's pretty well pounded in. But basically, Jesus is proclaiming the kingdom to his disciples and to those that are gathered around him, and explaining that there is a life after death. You don't just die and are gone. And, you know, he's preparing them for his personal witness of the resurrection and the ascension and so on and so forth that comes after death. And he's trying to explain to them that their conduct in this world is going to affect whether or not they get into the kingdom of heaven. And so he starts making these comparisons about how you live your life and what will happen at the end of time when the fish are sorted from the net and the good are kept and the bad are cast away. Or the parable in another gospel at the same time about the chaff and the wheat, you know. And so I think, or the weeds, pulling the weeds from that were sown by the evil one in the farmer's field along with the wheat. And the weeds are bundled up and cast to the fire, and the wheat's put in the bins, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's all part of that same message that there's consequences. And the way we conduct ourselves here prepares us to get the reward of eternal life should we follow Jesus' teachings.
I think that is well said. Well said. Maybe, hopefully, Father Joe probably couldn't say it better. Although he would probably say something different.
Well, like I say, I go to daily Mass, so I hear him, you know, talking about the homilies, because they've all been the same this week about that particular.
So you're giving thanks to Father Joe.
Yeah, of course. I always give thanks to Father Joe. Father Joe is a good priest.
All right. Well, let's take another short break, if we could, and
Let's.
We'll come back and do some
PSAs?
Yeah, why not?
Public, I think we got a little announcement
for those who don't know, understand what PSAs are. All right, we'll be right back. You are listening to The Cradle and the Convert.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In Acts 1:8, Jesus tells the disciples to go back to Jerusalem. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. The word translated as power is also the root for our word for dynamite. Jesus is promising an explosive power that will enable us to witness to the nations and live a powerful Christian life. That same powerful Holy Spirit is received in baptism and confirmation. As baptized and confirmed Catholics, we already have all we need to live life through the power of the Holy Spirit. If we remove the obstacles of our own understanding and lack of preparation and move with the Holy Spirit into the mission He has given us, we will change the world.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Psalms 139 says, "For you formed my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, so wonderfully you made me. Wonderful are all your works." Our mission at New Life Pregnancy Center is to make this verse come alive in the hearts and minds of those God brings to us. Life is precious. Life is a masterpiece. No matter the circumstances surrounding how that child came to be, God is still intimately involved, knitting each and every child together in their mother's womb. How our Heavenly Father's heart must break when He sees unborn babies discarded, lives ended at an abortion clinic. Thank you, Decatur Catholic Radio, for partnering with New Life Pregnancy Center. Working together, we truly are changing and saving lives, one heart at a time.
Welcome to a place where healthcare goes beyond four walls, where friendships begin, where our family comes together to care for yours. At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, you'll find outstanding physicians and some of the region's most advanced specialties. We're bringing it all together right here in Decatur, where something even better starts right now. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and HSHS Medical Group, working together as part of Hospital Sisters Health System.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Cradle and the Convert Show. My name is Dan Walker, along with my co-host,
Mark Bartholomew.
So hope you've enjoyed the show so far. We're going to close with a few public service announcements. And before the show starts, we have these announcements. We kind of go through them, and Mark kind of gives me the ones he wants me to read. And
the ones I don't want to.
Yeah, you know. And
let's just be honest.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. You know, the one I have here is Conference on Aging.
Yeah.
You give this to me.
Well, of course. You know, I'm sensitive about that, so I don't want to be the one talking about it.
And the next one is ARP.
Is what?
ARP.
Oh.
AARP.
Yeah.
Driver Safety Program.
Well, hey.
So are you trying to tell me something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see you pulling the lot today, but others have. So, you know, there's talk. There's talk in the Catholic community about
with
that.
With your background, I'm sure you are a perfect driver. You're probably teaching this class, maybe.
Yeah, okay. That's
well,
faith.
We and are actually sponsored by ARP, but it's also HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. They are having a driver safety program this coming Monday, August 7th, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So it's an all-day conference. Lunch is provided. Conference room 561, and it is a refresher course for motorists age 50 and over. So, Mark, you qualify.
Yeah, refresher is the operative word there, though. I mean, if you can't remember your initial training, refreshing, it's not going to do any good. You just need retrain.
And you'll probably forget when and where the conference was.
Well, I can always go to the website and pull up the podcast, can't I?
So what this conference will safety program entails is learn how to avoid driving hazards. There are no tests.
Oh, so I like those kind of courses.
You do not need a AARP membership. It's not required. It's a $15 fee if you are a ARP member, and it's a $20 fee for non-members.
Okay.
So, you know, I must admit, years ago.
Yeah.
25 years ago.
Yeah.
I got to tell a story about, I got pulled over for speeding.
Oh, really?
But I remember going through Atwood Hammond.
Yeah.
And 45 mile an hour speed limit. Mm-hmm. It's a semi truck in front of me, mm-hmm. going about 30. Uh-huh. And as soon as it went to change to 55, I pulled over and was passing semi truck.
Sure.
As soon as I got around the truck, cop got me.
Oh.
Doing like 62 in a 55.
Oh.
Yeah, not good.
Hardly seems fair.
So I had to pay my $200-something, but I decided to do a class instead of having it on my record.
Well, right? You could do that in those days?
Yeah.
Wow.
And okay. So I went to the class. I actually drove to Sullivan to do it.
Yeah.
State cop did the, four weeks, four nights.
Wow.
One of the best classes I've ever had. Well, I mean, it's really amazing. We talked all kinds of different things, and people were there for all different kinds of traffic infractions. But we talked about, like, if a deer runs out in front of you.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you hit it or do you swerve?
Uh-huh.
And he said, it depends. You got to know up front, think about these things, what kind of vehicle you're in. If you're in a big truck, you do not swerve.
Right.
You hit it.
Right.
But if you're in a small vehicle, then you have to swerve. Yep. Most deaths are occurred from hitting deer and people swerving.
That's right.
And so you really need to know up front, try to be proactive and think about if something happens, how you're going to react, what vehicle you're in. And he went on, example, week after week of these different types of
sure.
scenarios, which made me a better driver. And after I've been driving for so many years,
you know,
it was really nice.
Right back to what Anna said, our guest today. You know, there's a reason for everything. You pass that semi, you got nabbed by the Mountie because you were going to enjoy that driving class.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's it.
You can keep on thinking. I don't think I disagree with that one.
All right.
But you never know. All right.
What else you got over there other than old people and driving?
Conference on Aging. All right. Saturday, August 26th. So you got a few weeks to prepare. 9:30 to 2 p.m. in the Cathedral Atrium. The topics include preparing to parent your parent and end-of-life conversations. Registration fee is $10, and it does include lunch. And we've had a guest on that as far as end-of-life conversations, you know, being a parent to your parent. We're at that point. I remember me growing up with my grandma.
Yeah.
She is at that point where she didn't need to go to a nursing home.
Right.
She couldn't live by herself.
Right.
And so we brought her into our house with six kids.
Yeah.
And she never could get comfortable. We actually handled it the wrong way, but I've learned from it and as a family and how to do it. I won't go into it here, but that's something that needs to be discussed and what's the best way to handle it to make sure that they don't feel like an outcast, like they're intruding in your lives.
Oh, I get it, yeah.
You've got to make them feel comfortable, make them part of the home.
Yep.
There's ways of doing that. So I can really see the benefit of this conference on aging, Saturday, August 26th, 9:30 to 2. In the Cathedral Atrium. One last note, the St. James Bulletin also gave this information. No further info can be found at this point in the diocesan website.
All right.
So, yeah, see if you
guys that'd
be good. What do you have?
Hey, first thing I want to do is give a shout out to one of our loyal listeners, and that's Sister Mary Jerome from Holy Family. She's one of our Dominicans that is in residence at the convent there. She's celebrating 60 years as a Springfield Dominican. So congratulations, Sister Mary Jerome. And she's going to have a celebration with her community on August 6th. So we want to keep her in our prayers. And certainly,
is the public invited?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say that.
Well, I would love to go back to, you know, at Christ the King in Springfield, where I went to grade school, had Dominican nuns.
Yeah.
And, wow, I still remember them all. Beautiful, beautiful. What a positive impact. Look at me now.
Sure.
The impact that they've had on my lives.
They probably would just assume you didn't bring that up, Dan. It's kind of discouraging me.
And also Sacred Heart. You know, we have them at Sacred Heart and Griffin, too. Yeah. So, you know, they place, and it's unfortunate we don't have as many people doing that calling
yeah.
anymore.
Yep, that's
we
true.
We need to keep those. Maybe we'll do a closing prayer for
yeah. And while we're talking about Holy Family, I want to tell you about the parish mission that we're having this fall. It's you can and mark your calendars, folks. Write this down: September 10th, 11th, and 12th. We're talking just next month now.
Yeah, it's not very far away at all.
That's right. It's going to be our next parish mission, and each night it will be at 6:30 p.m. And we're going to have one of our former parish deacons who have since been ordained as priests back each night, each of those three nights. Father Marty Smith, Father Braden Mayer, and Father Michael Friedel.
No kidding.
Yeah. Each wow. of the three nights will be one of them, and they're going to enlighten us. So we're kind of excited about that and having them back with us. And so that's September 10th, 11th, and 12th. And another fun activity that's out there, Dan, is Couples Night Out. And August 14th, which is next week coming up, is it'll be at 7 p.m.
What night is that? Do you know?
It's a Monday.
Okay.
Monday, August 14th at 7 p.m. The bishop was going to be here, but we've learned that he can't make it. And Father John talked about this at last week's show, that he's actually going to talk. But it's going to be Father John talking about the sacrament of marriage, as well as that which goes towards that in married life. And it'll be once again at the Beach House. And folks, if you've not been there, what a beautiful view overlooking Lake Decatur from that establishment. And there's great food there. Maybe have a drink of your choice and meet with some old friends. So, you know, if you have no other plans on that Monday, August 14th, think about
you know, there's not too many things that we do throughout the year where we can share, I won't say entertainment, share with each, I'm not quite sure what word, share with the same faith. You know, as a faith community,
oh, yeah.
go out and enjoy yourselves with others
right.
in the same faith.
Yes.
Also learn.
Right.
But, from my hair, it's fairly enjoyable. And
yeah, everybody I've talked to that's gone has enjoyed it. And there's loyal that come up every week. So anyway, cost is $30 a couple, and that purchases a light dinner. And there's a cash bar, and you can make a reservation for it by phoning 422-4534. 422-4534, and that's the Dossmans, Harold and Donna.
Okay, awesome.
You betcha.
Anything
and
else?
That's all I've got for this week, Dan.
Well, I thank you for joining me today. I thank.
Well, I thank you for Anna joining. Keys. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
Absolutely,
it's enlightening, and to look forward to. Joining you guys sometime in the future?
Hope so.
Let's close with a prayer.
Very well. Memorare?
Just do the Our Father.
Our Father? All
Let's
right.
Keep it simple.
You're the guest today, so it's your choice. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Folks, it's been great to be with you, and we hope we'll have you back here next week. Next week will be Ladies' Edition. So join Catherine and Sharon and see what they've got in store for you. And then Dave and I, or maybe Dan and I, or maybe all three of us will be back the following week with a show.
Sounds great. God bless y'all. Have a great weekend.
Bye now.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears the way we die. You can